other people. But the individual recommended that I should go on with regard to talking about the Jesuit order. He said, I'd never have him on my show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Alex Jones, I think it's me, it's the topic.
Yeah.
He refuses to deal with the Jesuit order.
Yeah, they don't want the truth to get out. They're hiding the truth.
Right, but the deception here
is
his great credibility on most every other topic.
Yeah.
On 9/11, the demolition of the World Trade Center, Oklahoma City, you know, the whole nine yards, the destruction of Waco. He's absolutely credible on all those other topics. And that's what suckers people into following him away from Vatican control.
Well, that's a half-truth. That's how you get people.
Right.
Create a half-truth. Right. Hook them in.
Mm-hmm. So this is typical Jesuit casuistry at its best. And we always have to watch out for this.
Yeah.
And be aware that there's always somebody trying to seduce the listener away from realizing that Rome is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And Rome is that great city which ruleth over the kings of the earth. So, and I would welcome a debate with Alex Jones. I welcome any confrontation with him if he seeks to rebuke me about this or correct me. And the final analysis, all I ask is that he deal with the Jesuit order. It doesn't have to be me. I am nothing. But that subject is everything, and he must deal with it if he is to maintain his credibility.
Well, he has to stay in the shadows. He can't afford to let the light shine on him. He has to stay under his rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is this, he will not enter into any neutral debate with you. He'll have to have his finger on the button at his radio station.
Mm-hmm.
He's too frightened, and he doesn't have the debating expertise or intelligence or lateral thinking enough to move into that area of expertise and go one-on-one with you.
Mm-hmm.
And but he can bluster and fool people with cleverly devised fables.
Right. And so, I do
want to word, folks, Alex Jones is a Jesuit coadjutor, a fake.
That's absolutely right. And there's a website that I do recommend. I sent it around. In fact, I've posted it online. It's Thomas Richards, Spiritually Smart, and he does a very good job in exposing Alex Jones as a Jesuit temporal coadjutor, and he's continually finding new evidence. So I recommend the listeners go there and check out spirituallysmart.com.
Now, before we go off, do you want to just say a little bit about your correspondence today and the...
Yes, I want to bring this up too.
We've got time. Go ahead.
Since I always seek to be transparent with my listeners, I feel it my responsibility to tell them also incidences that arise that they should be apprised of it. Well, I was called by Dr. Bill Deagle today, who I have been on his show many times, and he's given me a fair amount of freedom of speech to speak about the Jesuit order. And he was at the 9/11 Truth Conference, and none of his speeches or presentations are for sale or were recorded. So, because he did talk about the Jesuit order, from what he told me, in one of the conferences, one or two of them. So I said, well, this is obvious, because Alfred Weber at the 9/11 Truth Conference is a coadjutor, and therefore they're not going to let any information out on the Jesuits behind 9/11 from an apparently credible source, such as yourself, and they bring down the World Trade Center using nukes. So, in talking about this, he later called me and talked to me about Visigoth, Keith Hansen. And Visigoth's program, he had an individual on there that attacked Bill Deagle and said some things, and I'm not aware of the interview. I had no idea it existed, and it's not my concern at that time. So, anyway, Dr. Deagle went on about this, and he told me that, in essence, I should consider that because my interview followed this interview that attacked him personally, and then I really shouldn't be on Visigoth's program. And I responded by saying, well, you know, my maxim is this. As long as I have freedom of speech on somebody's program, I'll go on anybody's program. I was on a Muslim program. I've been on Jewish programs. I've been on some Catholic programs. I'll just go on any program as long as they give me the freedom to tell what I need to say. So it's not my job to police a particular host and decide, well, since you have people on that attack somebody that might be my friend, I'm not going to go on your show. That's not my place. My place is when I'm invited to speak, I tell what I know, reference the history that I know in the Jesuit order, and hopefully there will be listeners that will benefit from it. Well, I told him that, you know, that's my position, and he told me to reconsider. So we hung up. Well, about that time, you and I had talked about exposing Alex Jones, and then I remembered that Dr. Deagle is with GCN. Well, GCN's most notorious host is Alex Jones. So I called him, and I said, well, hey, Doc, I just want you to know that I'm going to be on with Lenny Bloom today, and we're going to be exposing Alex Jones as a coadjutor. And so then he went back to talking about Keith Hansen, and I said, well, I didn't want to say that. What I'm saying is that you might have a problem having me on your program at GCN well, as we finish up with Alex Jones here and expose him. And he said, well, I don't think you should do it. something along those lines. Well, then as you and I were in the midst of beginning our first broadcast on Alex Jones, I get this call, and my wife brings a phone over to me. She says, Dr. Deagle, he wants to talk to you right now. So that's when we hung up, you and I hung up, and I took the call. And he, in effect, told me that if I attacked Alex Jones, I would no longer be welcome on his program. And I said, I understand. And he said, and if you decide to change your mind, then I will have you back. I said, okay. So what he did was he ended our relationship, and he ended me being on his program. And, you know, I had some good programs with him in the past, but I will not be told what I can say.
Right.
And I regard it to be extremely important, not only the past of the Jesuit order and the coadjutors that have gotten us into this 21st century mess. I think it's extremely important that once we understand who the coadjutors are today, at this very moment, that we expose them too, because that makes all the work of the past relevant to today. And this is what many conspiratorial historians do not want to do. They'll go into the past, and they'll tell you about the formation of this, and the American Republic, or what happened in World War I, or even World War II. But they don't make it current today. And that's one of the strengths of my Vatican Assassins 3. I not only start with the Jesuit Order of 1534, I bring it all the way through the Kennedy assassination, to its 9/11 fiasco, and the Pope's crusade against Islam,
yep,
and the American Protestant West.
Absolutely.
So I make it relevant. And we have to do this if we are going to be credible journalists. And Gracious Mansky has been doing this. That's why he was kicked off RBN. That's why he's not allowed on GCN.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everything goes back to the Vatican.
Yeah.
So we had to find another avenue. So as Martin Luther said, when you go against Rome, the world becomes your enemy. And that is what has happened here. So I just wanted people to know that I will not be on Dr. Deagle's program anymore. And this is the reason why. Because we have exposed Alex Jones as a Jesuit temporal coadjutor, and it will become more and more apparent as time goes on.
Eric, I guess that's it. I think that's you're to be commended for your work and for sticking to your principles, and the Lord will bless you as a result of it. These are all things that are done and experiences to test us and to test our mettle and to see on which side of the fence we really are on, and obviously you're on the side of the tree of life.
Well, I just appreciate the prayers of those who know the Lord who are listening, and that the Lord would give me courage and strength to continue to do this, and that I would remain humble and teachable and rebukable if I'm wrong about a matter, but that I would be unmovable where I know we're right. So that's what I would like to mention to your listeners. And thank you for your patience and enduring these personal situations, but I think it's important that the listeners know these things behind the scenes.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, we'll end the broadcast there. It's been an honor having you back here at Cloak & Dagger as my co-host, and we look forward to, as the summer comes to an end, bringing on more of our guests and having some guests on here. I know we're lining up a number of guests, and we're looking forward to expanding our reports and our briefings. So once again, Eric, thanks very much for being here. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Good night, everybody. We'll see you again real soon. Keep listening and watching cloakanddagger.ca, cloakanddagger.de. We are a non-commercial website, and therefore we can tell you the truth. We have nothing to sell but the truth. Good night, Eric.
Good night, Lenny. A pleasure to be with you and your listeners.